There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is... This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Sorry, Katie. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And, you know, I'm delighted to be... broadcasting with Katie Singer. This is episode 103, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. We're talking about the killing of us, and we're volunteering for the death camps. We really are, in our own homes, in our own vehicles, at work. We're signing up. We're saying, yeah, that sounds like that'll work for me. Just sign me up, and I'm going to kill myself with electromagnetic radiation. Welcome, Katie Singer.
Good morning, Vincent.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, I don't have my cell phone, you know that, and people have been saying, hey, I've been calling you, you don't have a cell phone anymore. Yeah, that's exactly right, I don't. And what did it for me, I mean, I've been working on this for a long time, but, you know, it's everyone has them, and it's a herd mentality. And so I've been saying for well over a year, that's it. And I wanted to get through the Get Prepared Expo because I needed it, or I thought I needed to be the operations manager of the Get Prepared Expo. We had the expo, and boy, I am just delighted not to have my cell phone. So, Katie, I want to talk about your book for just a second, An Electronic Silent Spring. An Electronic Silent Spring. It's available on Amazon, and I wrote a review of it, and I think it's a brilliant book, Facing the Dangers and Creating Safe Limits, Katie Singer. And back in the 1960s, I was experimenting with electricity at our home when I was growing up. And our parents had one of these chandeliers. It was a brass chandelier in the dining room. It had the candelabra-style bulbs, and that was kind of, you know, semi-new back then, these small bulbs, and you turn that light on, and there'd be like 8 or 10 or 12 of these bulbs, and it was really bright, and wouldn't it be neat to just have them be not so bright? And so I did a little bit of research, and I found out that you could get a dimmer, and you could install this dimmer in place of the on-off light switch. So I did. And I think this thing was maybe $7.99 or something like that back then. It was a relatively new device, an SCR-controlled dimmer, and I put it in there. And in the kitchen in the next room over was the radio where my mom would listen to AM radio. And that darn dimmer, boy, I'll tell you what, you turn that light on, and you couldn't listen to the radio. The static, the electromagnetic radiation, and we didn't really think about what that really was, but it kind of messed up the radio. But it overpowered the radio. It wasn't like you could hear the radio with a little background of this interference. It was overpowering all the audio on the AM side of the dial. So, Katie, that was the beginning when I started to realize something was really wrong here, and this can't possibly be good.
You've just described electronic interference from one electronic device to another electronic device. And the question that I keep asking is, what happens? Okay, so we know that electronic devices can interfere with each other. what happens if you're a living creature on the receiving end of that that emission of electromagnetic radiation? So another way of saying it would be, what are the health effects of exposure to electromagnetic radiation? And one thing that's really fascinating for me, your experience seems really common to me, because the lights on that candelabra were too bright. And so then you learned, hey, there's this dimmer thing available, let's try that. You were able to install it, and you got the effect you wanted with the lighting system. You got less bright light. And that's what you were going for. You didn't have that question, what are the health effects of using this thing? You did notice something screwy, because I can't hear the AM radio. But now I'm going to go back, say, 35 years from when you had that experiment to 1934. That's when Congress established the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, and they made a rule in 1934. They defined harmful interference. They also said to manufacturers everywhere, go forth and invent electronics, bring them to the marketplace, as long as they don't create harmful interference. And harmful interference is defined as, in 1934, it was defined as anything that interferes with existing radio or TV broadcasts. And now that definition includes cellular and internet services. So you can bring anything you want to the marketplace, as long as it doesn't interrupt radio or TV broadcasts or cell phone services or Wi-Fi service. The definition from the FCC has never included biological harm. Shall I tell you, the first time people started noticing, I think, at the federal level, that there could be some harm to our health going on here, it was in 1958 when the first cardiac pacemaker was installed in a person. And these people with cardiac pacemakers started going to restaurants. And they would sit, I don't know, they'd be put at a table next to a wall. And then all of a sudden, their pacemaker would shut off. Because you know the answer, Vincent, don't you?
Sure, electromagnetic radiation.
From the microwave oven on the other side of the wall.
Sure, and they were brand new back then, right?
I think they were called, Amana started marketing microwave ovens probably in the 40s or 50s to restaurants.
Radar ranges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they would be on the other side of a wall in a restaurant, and diners would have no idea. And if they had a cardiac pacemaker, they could get shut off. The pacemaker would get shut off. And these people with pacemakers would complain to their doctors and Congress and, you know, everybody who would listen. And finally, in 1971, the FDA ruled that restaurants had to post a notice saying that there was a microwave oven on the other side of the wall.
As a matter of fact, if you went to a fast food restaurant, they had a sign that said, I believe it was, the words were, caution, microwave oven in use.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was to protect people with cardiac pacemakers. And that was to protect them from the possibility of electronic interference. Now, we're still talking about one electronic device with another electronic device, namely a microwave oven's interfering with a cardiac pacemaker, which is also an electronic device. But we can go over again, every cell in our bodies functions by electrochemical signals. And so what if you're a child and you're receiving this emission of electromagnetic radiation, you know, you're in that zone between the dimmer switch in your dining room and the radio 10 feet away. What if you're a kid, you know, or a baby or a pregnant woman, and you're walking in that area a lot? What if your bed is near things that are emitting electromagnetic radiation and you're sleeping in that all the time? What are the biological effects of exposure to electromagnetic radiation? That's the question.
Katie, I've got to tell you, I've been in contact with people I've met for the first time over and over and over in my travels. And it even happened yesterday. Cancer. Everywhere I go, I meet people and they'll say, yeah, he had cancer and he just died. And yeah, we're selling off the house, or we're selling off his, his tools. And it's happening over and over again. The word cancer keeps appearing. And, with people that I meet, it's every family now. And, one of our instructors, you haven't met him yet. His name is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's a physicist. And I was on the air with him and I was saying, Rick, you can take a microwave oven and you can make a weapon out of it. And he goes, And we'll, don't tell us how to do it, please. But I'll give you just the thumbnail of it. A person can take a microwave oven and certain parts of it and hook it up to a piece of downspout. And you can point it at a plant. Let's say a shrub in front of a house. Turn this thing on and it'll kill the shrub. Not instantly, but it'll be dead, by the end of the week. You could take this microwave oven electronics, and if you hated your neighbor, and I'm not suggesting anybody does this, but you could write something like, in your neighbor's lawn, and that would be a brown spot in his lawn in script that you could see from the air or from, from the road if you're looking down on the lawn. What I'm saying is I'm not advocating graffiti. I'm not advocating the destruction of property. What I am saying is this electronic radiation is so powerful that you can do this from a distance. You can kill shrubbery, a plant, a living thing, with the same thing we cook our hot dogs with in the microwave oven.
I want to talk when we come back about common sources of electromagnetic radiation.
Katie Singer, an electronic silent spring. Link on the website, usapreparers.com. By now you know that usapreparers.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparers.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPreparers.com. That's USAPreparers.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparers.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking." banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer's with us, and her book, An Electronic Silent Spring, Facing the Dangers in Creating Safe Limits. Now, class, I'm going to be at an event at the end of the month, and it's called the Preppers and Patriots Expo. And I'll be speaking about, it's May 30th and 31st. I'll be there on Saturday, May 30th. And I'll be talking about starting your own business and how you can prepare and take the same tax deductions that the rich take. So instead of paying the government in tax, you can start your own business and avoid paying taxes on things that you use for your business, their expenses. Now, I'm not talking about tax evasion. That's what Al Capone spent the rest of his life in prison for. I'm not talking about tax evasion. I'm talking about something that's absolutely perfectly legal, which is called tax avoidance. You can avoid paying taxes on things that you use for your business. I'm going to teach you how to do that. And so decide in your mind that you've started your business today, and in your trip to come see the Preppers and Patriots Expo, May 30th and 31st, at the Baxter County Fairgrounds in Mountain Home, Arkansas. That will be a tax deduction for you as a business expense, as an educational expense. So make sure that you've decided that you are going to start your business today, and then you can deduct the expense of coming to see us and learn how to expand your business. Free seminar. The event is free. Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas. And there will be others of us who you will meet. Other USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. John Moore, Preparing for Climate Change. Dr. James Caesar. Tim Starks, and Doug Breathauer. Those are just to name a few of your USAPrepares.com instructors. So we'll see you there. I'll post some information on the website. Katie, you were talking about sources. Let's talk about sources.
Common sources of electromagnetic radiation. Yeah. I'm going to start with incorrect wiring, as in loose connections, paired neutrals, hots and neutrals that are not closely paired, bad grounds. And let's say that's all inside of a building, a home, a school, an office. You can also get them outside, where they start outside of a building. They can start, you know, they can be on power lines, transformers. If we go back into the house, I would put things like motors, compact fluorescent lights, dimmer switches, decked cordless landline telephones. Those are also sources of electromagnetic radiation. Switch mode power supplies, we can go over what that is. And then certainly smart utility meters, solar power systems, when they are using alternating current. These are some of the sources of electromagnetic radiation. And, yeah, what happens, again, that's the question, what happens when you're chronically exposed to electromagnetic radiation over a 10-year period, when it starts when you're a child? Those are the questions that we need to be asking, as we're all noticing that people around us are not healthy. It's another factor we need to look at, and we can clean up to some extent.
Katie, back in 1990, I was hired as the principal consultant to enhance the computer technology in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Included the police department, the sheriff's office, the airport, parks and recreation, city hall, the entire city, wire the entire city, network the entire city. That was my job as a consultant. And one of the locations was the airport. So I went in the control tower and I went to the computer room, and I became unable to think. Now imagine this. Imagine I'm in the computer room of the airport, and I become unable to think. I'm hired as the principal consultant, and I can't do what I was hired to do because of the amount of electromagnetic radiation in that room. It turned me into a vegetable. I'm very serious. I had to do my design outside that room. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, meet up on Monday, and we're going to have a round table. At Jimmy's Egg, there's going to be a filming crew there while we're there on Monday, and we're going to discuss preparedness and survival tips among us. So bring your preparedness and survival tips, what things that you've found that really, really work, ways to save money and to survive what we're facing. So that's Monday at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Katie Singer, I wanted to share one other quick story with you. I was the consultant, the main consultant for a company that manufactured cigarettes in Virginia. And this was in the 90s. And we manufactured the computers and their networks, and they kept blowing up. I mean, we couldn't keep these things running worth a darn. And it wasn't just our equipment. It was the printers, everything. everything that we installed in this building was potentially damaged, and most of the equipment was damaged, one, two, three, four, five devices at a time, and we couldn't fix it. We brought in the best power protection equipment by American Power Conversion, APC, the best you could get, and it was still being blown up. The equipment was being blown up. And so what we found out was it wasn't us. There was no really good ground at the meter. And I'm talking about a commercial building, a business. So the electric utility messed up. They literally did not ground the meter properly. And when we took care of a good ground for that meter, all the problems stopped. So what I'm saying is that's something that we're overlooking, Katie, and you brought up the point. Loose connections. Yesterday, I met with a family that I've never met before, and I helped them with a little bit of wiring. And I went to their circuit panel, and I took the cover off, and sure enough, there was a very poor connection on one of their circuits. And it would cause an arc, and it would cause electromagnetic radiation. Exactly what you're talking about. So that's three stories. Three stories of firsthand experience by me with electromagnetic radiation.
Okay, so what can any family do? They can get, they should regularly get someone who knows how to check for loose connections and a good ground and get them to check that, you know, I'm going to say every few years. Grounds can corrode. So it might have been that school system that you were in Virginia originally had a good ground and then it corroded. We don't know. But you've got to get it checked, say, every few years.
You know, Katie, I'm going to agree with you with one exception.
Okay.
I'm going to say that we can learn how to check that ourselves.
Okay.
Because, for example, you can take and you really need to know what you're doing so you don't electrocute yourself, class. I want you to learn about it. Maybe go watch some YouTube videos about how to install circuit breakers in your circuit panel and learn about electricity, okay? And don't touch things with both hands and make sure you have an insulated screwdriver and that kind of thing. But what you can do is you can take the cover off your circuit panel, your electrical breaker box, and put a screwdriver on each one of those circuits. Each one of those circuit breakers, and make sure that the copper wire going into your circuit breaker is tight. And you just turn that screw and just tighten it. And so I would practice on a circuit breaker that is not in the panel first, and then tighten it. But make sure that you've got your power off, and you can turn the main breaker off. But make sure you know what you're doing, and I want you to learn how to do this, because you should check this. And Katie, I do this. So every couple of years, I take the cover off, and I tighten the screws that connect the copper wires from each circuit to the circuit breaker. And why do I do that? Because just the natural use of electricity heats and cools and heats and cools those connections, and they become loose. You're absolutely right. And the grounds, same thing.
Here's another problem, Vincent. I shouldn't be laughing. It's smart meters.
Yeah.
You know what smart meters are.
Yeah, you bet. And that's the next thing. That's the next thing to go at the farm.
Yeah, they're wireless transmitting utility meters. You can have them on your electric, gas, and water sources, and they can they're called smart meters, kind of generically, because we have this smart grid with quote unquote smart infrastructure, but they can also be called AMR meters, or I think that means automatic meter reading. It's a whole universe of different kinds of wireless transmitting utility meters, and they emit radio frequency fields. And that's another kind of electromagnetic radiation. Most of the kinds that I talked about 10 minutes ago, those emit magnetic fields. They can also emit radio frequency radiation. But smart meters, you really don't want a smart meter on a bedroom wall or on a kitchen wall where you're going to be spending a lot of time, or if you've got an office at home and you hang out in the office a lot, you don't want it on the other side of your desk. You also don't want neighbors with smart meters that point at you or your bedroom, say. In some states, there are options to get them removed and get the analog mechanical meters replaced. And unfortunately, in some states, there are charges, you know, like money for doing that. And at this point, I would say do that and get your health restored, first of all, if you can. Even if, you know, and join the people who are fighting the expense of that option to self-read your meter, or at least to have an analog mechanical meter. There's so much more to say here. Where are you with this, Vincent?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this. So here's an important point. And you brought them up. So are we paying attention to where these transformers are? If you look outside your bedroom window, you will probably see one of these round cans, oh, let's say 18 inches in diameter, on the power pole right outside.
Looks like
your
a trash
house.
Can.
Yeah, a small trash can. And it has wires. You'll see these, but typically we don't look up. Normally they're gray in color. So if you see one of these round cans, if you had a kitchen trash can and it were round, you know, a cylinder type, that's what it looks like, about that size. If you see one of those close to your bedroom, you want to move your bedroom to another location as far away from that as you can. That's one thing. Another thing is, if you have your electric meter, which is probably now a smart meter since we've been taken over by the utility companies, and they've been blasting us with this electromagnetic radiation and this nonstop transmission from the meters. If your bedroom is on the other side of the wall from that meter, move your bedroom away from that meter. Distance is your friend. And, of course, if you have a Wi-Fi system, we posted on our website how you can turn that off with instructions. It's on page one. It says Katie Singer. You can find that post on page one on the website and turn off your Wi-Fi and get your computer connected via an Ethernet cable, Ethernet, and they're available for $5. You can get them at the dollar store if you want, even less than $5. So you don't have to spend $20 for it. You can get it for way, way less than that. So, Katie, what I'm saying is you need to look around and see where your meter is and see where your neighbor's meter is, because the power transformer may be on your neighbor's side of the property line, but it's blasting you because your bedroom is right there. You're absolutely right. And you talked about a death as a result of a microwave antenna right outside of a window at a school. And it's very, very sad. And these things are happening.
Yeah, let me clarify, because you've just named a lot of things. So you've named transformers on utility poles. Those are emitting radiation. Then smart meters. Those are wireless transmitting utility meters. And you can have them not just on electric, but on gas or water as well.
You're talking about smart meters.
Smart meters, mm-hmm. And then the last thing you said was from cell towers. And, of course, people can have, like if they're living in an urban area, they can have them on their rooftops that, you know, somebody installs antennas on the rooftops or on the neighboring building. Those are some common sources. And, you know, we're talking about so many things today, but, let me see if I can name some things that people can do to begin to clean up their environment. And the first thing, of course, is noticing that we've got a problem. Then correcting your wiring errors would be a really great place to start. And I'll say I'm not an electrician. I hired 3 electricians to clean up a house that my husband and I moved into 4 years ago. We were just renting the house. We're still just renting the house. And 3 electricians came and said, "Lady, your electricity's fine." And then finally I had somebody come who had meters. And he said, "You're right, Katie Singer, you've got a problem. There's something going on here." He thought we had paired neutrals, which would be a problem, generating magnetic field. And he found a young electrician who respected the meters, and he agreed there's some kind of problem here. He didn't find paired neutrals. He found a jumper cable from the neutral to the ground on 8 outlets. And it took him a few hours. He had to undo every outlet in the house before he found this problem. But he found it.
Katie, we're going into a break, and we've got Anita in South Dakota on hold. We'll be right back. Katie Singer. And if you'd like to get her book, you can get it at Amazon. An Electronic Silent Spring. There's a post on the website linking to it, page 1, usapreparers.com. I suggest you get the book, but you're going to get rid of your cell phone if you do. We'll be right back. By now you know that usapreparers.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Watch it. Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
Today's hot.
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to let you know... At 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock today, Aaron Dakins and I will be on the Bunker Files. That's 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the Bunker Files. Katie, I just did a quick antenna search. Springfield, Missouri, 74 towers, 403 antennas. 403 antennas within a 3-mile radius in Springfield, Missouri, 74 towers, and one new tower application.
You typed in antennasearch.com and put
right,
in an address?
Yeah, what I did was I posted it on our website, so if you want, class, if you want to see what we're talking about, you go to usapreparers.com. It says antenna search. It'll take you right to where you need to go to type in how many antennas are in your neighborhood. We have Anita in South Dakota. Welcome, Anita.
Hi. Hi, Vince.
Hey.
They tried to put a smart meter on my house, and I refused. They shut my electricity off. But I've been preparing for this for years because, you know, we're not going to have electricity very much sooner. When this economy collapses, when all these environmental disasters start happening, the grid's going down. So people got to get ready for this now.
Right.
Can I respond
that's what I'm
to
doing.
That? Can I
yes,
respond
please,
to
please
that?
Yes, please do. Please
okay.
Do.
So a lot of people are going to be installing, say, solar power systems.
Well, solar doesn't work in the winter, I don't think, does it? I mean,
it
depends where you are. But let me say something that I'm very concerned about. Say that you get a solar power system on your house.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay.
Some.
The inverter, so the panels are collecting sunlight and generating direct current, and then they go through an inverter in order to produce alternating current. That inverter will emit massive magnetic fields that you do not want.
You don't run it.
Hold on, let me, my dear, keep going here. Because also, if you get a net meter on your house that tracks the amount of electricity, the extra electricity that you produce and send back to the utility company, it can work similarly to a smart meter. And some people are leasing solar systems that they put on their house, and then they have no control of getting the inverter, getting a safer inverter or getting the inverter entirely removed and staying in a DC system. They have no control over the net meter. I've just posted on my site, electronicsilentspring.com, I've just posted a new paper called Safer Solar Power, and you can read some options for creating a safer system if you do go to solar power. That's it.
So a whole house solar, because it's just not practical. I mean, I have these little 12 volts, and I use one for like the electricity on for a light, and I use, when I need it. But I live in 25 below zero, and these batteries don't. They're telling me they won't work when it gets that cold. So I go mostly to a little Honda. I have a little Honda generator, runs all day long on 2 gallons of gas with the inverter. And I turn it off at night, and I got a wood stove. But you can't go that. I don't think going big is the answer either. I mean, keeping it like my little refrigerator just has my vaccines for the animals, and I have a goat I milk, and got to keep.
So you're asking, and I'm no expert in this, and certainly not in cold climates. But that's a really good question. How can you use 12-volt power for a cold house?
We have an answer. We have an answer for that. We started a series on alternative energy. It started 1 hour before Katie came on.
Yeah, I caught part of that.
Yep, and so Brandon Williams is going to be helping us with that.
Maybe
and I'm going to be
address the cold on these
things. I will. Anita, hey, thanks so much for being with us. And I'm going to be addressing the cold climates and solar power and also the electromagnetic radiation concerns. I have them, and I'm going to protect my family from that as well. So that's the plan. And we're going to be building a solar array, and we're going to be building it on the air, and we'll tell you about it. Katie Singer, thanks so much for ringing the alarm again and again and again. An electronic silent spring facing the dangers. And electronicsilentspring.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.